think one of the things that gets a lot of the car drivers around here is you end up with a string of bikes, and they will not pull off and let the cars go by. They'll end up with a dozen cars or more behind them. But when they get to a place where they could pull off and let the cars go by, they will not.
Definitely a problem. Most of the time, I prefer to ride by myself. I don't like to ride in big, big groups. I might ride with one other person. But that's the problem with big groups is you can't get a car around safely and the group doesn't pull off to let the car go by.
Then riding with someone, we recently stopped at a place near my house. There were a couple of people who had just gotten out of an automobile who were searching through the ditch. Apparently, one of them's father had fallen and lost his phone and his wallet. When he fell, they had to take him to the hospital. I don't know what finally happened, but they were back searching the area trying to find his wallet and phone. Had somebody been with him, it might have been a whole lot easier.
That's not a good thing to find.
People all the time by themselves, and if anything were to happen, most of them have phones, they can call somebody, but if they were to fall and need real help, there was a motorcycle for sale years ago, and the seller met the buyer at a filling station. The buyer took off with the cycle. He had left his car there, and the seller had checked him out. So he thought he was a legitimate buyer, but he didn't come back. He waited 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, finally called the sheriff, I think, but he never came back. He just disappeared. His family walked along the road where he probably would have gone and found him in a tree, alive, but the way he had fallen into the tree, in the fork of the tree, he could not reach his phone, and he was off the road where people just driving by would not have noticed him. So they finally got him down and took him to the hospital. I never heard the outcome.
Well, brutal. KJ4WZM. That's really terrible.
He lost his arm because of the way it was trapped, and if he had cut the circulation off, it's just what had happened to him. But for some reason, he ran off the road, and that was daylight, and nobody could see him, and the bike was down below because they're basically the road level was higher than the surrounding area.
Wow, that's not good at all. Thankfully, nothing like that has happened to me so far, but it is always in the back of my mind because, you know, what if something goes wrong? A lot of the activities that I do, I haven't really been able to get very many people to go with me. It's hard to find someone to ride a bicycle with me. It's hard to find someone to ride a motorcycle with me. It's definitely hard to find someone to run with me. So I always have decided, well, if no one wants to do it with me, I'll go do it by myself. But there's definitely major drawbacks to that. KJ4WZM.
G-R-O-N. Several months ago, quite a few months now, a distant cousin was on the cycle. I don't know how he was dressed, but probably in the traditional black. I don't know what time of day. Somebody pulled out in front of him from a side road with no warning, and he ran into the vehicle and was killed because probably the other driver didn't see him. It's like you said, people turning left in front of you. And that caused quite a problem. So that's why I say people should wear bright clothing.
There. I have a bright reflective jacket that I usually wear while riding my motorcycle. But I don't really have any bright cycling clothes at all. I'm going to do another call for a check and see if I have anybody else, and then I'm going to close out the net because I've just about forgot that I still have the net up and running. So are there any additional check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM. Ed, if you wouldn't mind standing by 1 second, I'm going to close the net out real quick.
Hello, Ed, standing by.
KDM now securing the Blue Ridge Commuter Net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night. KJ4WVM.
Pete Arwin, still here.
Yeah, I don't have any bright gear for riding my bicycle, and that's one of the reasons that I wanted to put off doing so until the sun came up. But it's starting to get a lot closer to sunrise, getting a lot closer to 6 a.m., which is where I need it to be close to for me to make it to work on time, riding my bike without lights. So that's one of the reasons I haven't done that yet, but it's getting to be pretty close, so soon I'll be able to.
Back and forth to school all the time I was in school. In Chapel Hill, I think it was a couple miles, and I could leapfrog with traffic because I was riding with traffic. I was riding in the slot to the right of the cars, and I would go up. They would stop for a light. I would keep going. Then they would all go through the light. They'd move ahead of me. Then when they stopped, I'd catch up with them again. So it was almost as fast as having a car. And the big advantage was I didn't have to find a parking place.
Around town in the Greenville area, and also where I grew up in Simpsonville, I got to be fast enough where for the most part I can hang with the cars, so I would hop in. I'd hop in the line of cars and go the same speed as them and go from stoplight to stoplight instead of just blowing past and everything. I'd just hang right with them and stay in the flow of traffic, moving at the same speed they were going. That was all well and fine. I could sprint and reach speeds of 35, 40, 45 miles an hour. I couldn't hold 45 for any length of time, but I could get there. And the biggest problem that I would run into is people never expected a bicycle to be moving that fast. They'd go to make a left-hand turn, they'd go, oh, there's a bicycle 150 feet away. Oh, I'll just casually pull out in front of him. Oh, he's 100 feet away. No big deal. And pull straight out in front of me, not really seeming to be aware that I was moving as fast as I was. And I had so many very close calls where I missed vehicles by about a foot or maybe less at times. So close it felt like it just a split second away and I would have hit them. And that's probably the biggest problem I had, was all the close calls. And it was always the cars which you wouldn't think would pull out, and that's the ones that would.
California, a biker going very, very fast with no lights, coming downhill. She had to turn left, and he was in the sun. She was very careful to look. There was nothing coming. When she turned left, he came right down into her and hit the windshield and killed himself, partly because he wasn't paying attention to traffic either, and because of the whole circumstances.
Lighting.
Two-wheeler.
Motorcycle, do you know if it was motorized?
Bike. Dylan pedaling as fast as he could and ran up over the car.
You get some serious speeds on a bicycle. Anytime it goes downhill, for me it takes very little effort to reach or maintain 40 miles an hour. If it's downhill, I'm running 40. The only thing that kills me is uphill. Any kind of a downhill, and I'm above 40 miles an hour. It doesn't even take much of a hill at all. Just anything. And I can do 40. Without an issue. If it's a steep hill, 50 is not out of the question at all.
Not understand him, he's too weak.
But I definitely couldn't understand anything.
For Oscar 4, Lulu Yankee X-ray radio check.
ZYX. KJ4WZM. It's working.
That's solid copy. I appreciate that, sir. Sorry for being so late at night. How are you doing this evening? I'm doing well. I'm sitting up here in northern Spartanburg County on my mobile. Just turned it off for a few minutes and see if I can get the receiver from here.
Hold back.
YY, this is WD8RON, over.
Back now, y'all.
RON, I think I heard another station. I believe his call was KO4YY. I'm kind of down, but he didn't answer me.
Another similar call. I can't remember what it was, but right before my phone rang, there was a station that checked. He was in Spartanburg, northern Spartanburg County, I think it was.
I think he'd be coming in stronger than he was.
4ZYX, that's Zulu Yankee X-ray. Me and a buddy of mine are sitting here side by side. I'm on my mobile. He's on a little handheld. His call is KO4ZYY. Did y'all get a KO4ZYY? That's Zulu Yankee, over.
That is correct. He was way down in the noise, so it was very difficult to get a copy on him.
He's down on noise. Like I said, he's all a little handy, and we're kind of sitting in some trees. But I do appreciate that. This is KO4ZYX. I'll be monitoring for a little while.
Are y'all brand new hams?
Yeah, about a month in.
Mail end of KO. That's pretty neat. Just a few call signs after you went over to KP4.
And I had another buddy that just got his within a couple of weeks ago, and they're already to Kilo, Quebec.
Skip to KP. Interesting. They went from Kilo Oscar to Kilo, Quebec.
Not too sure on that. Like I said, we've been, I think I got my license on the 19th of April, so like I said, I'm just over a month in, and my buddy that has actually checked in on the net here on the Caesar's Head Repeater is like 2 weeks in, and yeah, he was KQ, so I'm not sure if they skipped over KP or not. Over.
Pretty interesting. Yeah, I actually ran the net tonight. This is Kilo Juliet 4 Whiskey Zulu Mike KJ4WZM. I made it in on the Kilo Juliet, and I've had my license now. Trying to think. 12, going on 12 years this year.
On that, so yeah, you might be one I might be reaching out to fairly soon when I start setting up my base station at my house in southern Spartanburg County. But I appreciate the radio checks and taking a minute out of your day to talk to us, but it's getting a little late this evening. It's KO4ZYX. I'll be monitoring for a little bit. Probably going to be going and laying down here shortly.
Talking to you, and I hope you really enjoy this hobby. It can be a really fun and exciting one. KO4ZYX and also KO4ZYY if you also have a copy on me. This is KJ4WZM. Name here is Daniel Delta Alpha November India Echo Lima. Got my tongue twisted on that one. It's been a long day. My day started at 6 a.m. this morning when I left for work, so I'm about to hit the hay myself here in a few minutes, but great talking to y'all. Thanks for jumping in here and saying hey.
Yes, sir, it's funny. It'll take me a while to get your call sign unless I write it down here in just a second, but my name's Daniel as well. This is Kilo Oscar 4 ZYX.
Sounds good. Mine is Kilo Juliet 4 Whiskey Zulu Mike. It is a tongue twister of a call sign. KJ4WVM.
ZYX, this is WD8RON.
ZYX, go ahead.
A pretty good signal. Something you might consider is joining a club in your area. You'll get a lot of people who can help you with the hobby and also with setting up a station and antennas and so forth.
Yes, sir. Solid copy. I plan on here in the next, hopefully the next couple of weeks, getting together with the Spartanburg Amateur Radio Club. Over.
For all kinds of activities. I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with a particular club, but the clubs up here have all kinds of activities. And there's a field day coming up in June you might want to participate in, at least part of it, to pick up some ideas from them there in terms of just general knowledge and meeting people.
Do you have an actual date and area of operations on that? Over.
Just a minute. Stand by. RON. It's the weekend of 24, 5, and 6 of June, and if you get hold of your club, I'm sure they're getting ready for it, because it's a big event, and it covers the whole United States.
4 ZYX, I got a solid copy on June 24 through 26, and I might definitely have to get involved with the Spartanburg Radio Club before then to see what's going on with that. This is KO4 ZYX. I'm going to be clear for the evening. Talk to you guys later.
Ryan, KJ4WZM. Hey, Ed, I'm probably going to get off of here for the night and catch me a few hours of sleep. I need to go to work tomorrow trying to offset the days I've been getting off early because I was working a certain number of hours, and then once they shortened the work days, I've been adding Saturday on to keep the work hours the same on each shift. So I'm gonna head into work tomorrow, and I'll have to go ahead and sign off of here soon.
Darwin, yeah, I think it's a good time to close down. Check out those items for cooling. I think you'll find them worthwhile, and particularly be careful with that heat. It can be very dangerous.
And thanks for telling me about that stuff. I did write it down, and I'll take a look at it. WD8RON, KJ4WVM. Thanks for hanging around for comments tonight, too. I definitely appreciate it every time. We'll holler at you later on down the log. 73s, man. You have a great night. Get some good sleep. KJ4WVM.
RON securing station out.
4 YZX KQ4 AIZ over. KQ4 AIZ. KQ4 AIZ.